All right, Kevin, listen, that was a game full of incident and plenty of talking points, but the most important thing is that Harps got the win. You must be really happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. Just to have your name in the draw now. I'm not sure if it was Monday or Tuesday, but delighted to have our name in the hat. We've been talking about it all week. The playoffs are still there. We're still in with a chance, and we have 9 games to go, 5 at home, 4 away. And we're going to throw everything at that, but it's important that you take advantage when you get handed a home draw. And Bray obviously are no mugs, but I thought we were full value for it. Take out the 15-minute period in the first half where they could have been maybe 2 up, and they started really well. We didn't, but we recovered well and showed great character when we went 1-0 down. And I thought half-time came at a good time for them. Because I thought if it went any longer, we would have got a 4th. So really, really good reaction to going a goal down, and delighted for the group and the club to be in the next round of that.
Yeah, once again, Mpongo will claim a lot of the attention tonight, setting up the second goal, scoring the third and winning the penalty as well. But there were a number of good performances in there, Kevin. Josh Cullen getting his first senior goal as well.
Yeah, Josh showed brilliant character. He came off down in Kerry, and he just had an off night down there, and he bounced back tonight, and he was borderline man of the match. He took his chance again, and that kid's fighting to get into the under-17 international team, and he's fighting tooth and nail, and you can see it in him. He's just itching at training and itching in games, and that's the kind of character you need at a football club, that doesn't take disappointments to heart. They just get up and get on with it, back to the next training session and back to the next game. But yeah, you're right, there's loads of good performances. It's not really fair to single out any single person, because I thought the back four in general were very good, and we had to kind of reshuffle a wee bit with Kieran Cooney getting an injury last week down in Kerry. So Adair dropped back in there, and I thought he'd done really, really well. And then Gavin obviously had to play high in the left, for it's kind of unnatural for him because he's coming in on his wrong side all the time, but I thought he'd done well, and the ball stuck with him, and he linked up well for the second goal as well.
Okay, the other big talking point from the game was that the red card for Bray. A number of bookings tonight as well. One of the boys was saying 14 yellow cards issued tonight. Technical staff picked up bookings. There was one incident which led to 4 yellow cards, 2 for each team. Did the referee, I don't know what your thoughts on his performance?
It's a tough one. I've stood here in front of you loads of times, and just like people can see, like it's not like we're crying for no reason. Like some of the yellows, we were handed 4 yellows in the first half, and I'm not sure if there's even one of them warranted. Like Oran Brogan gets one when he's lying on the ground. He's ready to give a free kick, and somebody trips over him, literally trips over him, and he gets a yellow card for it. So those kind of things puts things on tender hooks, because you have your 2 centre halves and your 2 holding midfielders booked within 20-25 minutes, and it's hard. It's hard on the ref. Makes it hard for himself as well when he's thrown out that many yellows.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the clip back yet of the tackle, but I've seen Adair's leg, like, and he has 3 stub marks right down from his knee down to his calf. So he did catch him, and so he must have come in late, and the ref, to be fair, was right on top of it, so it must have been a red card. You know, I think it was a straight red, it wasn't even a yellow.
Okay, well listen, the cup draw this week, but then next Friday night back to league matters. 2 home league games in a row, Kevin. Athlone Town will come here. They've been struggling for results, so another opportunity for Hearts maybe to get another good result.
That's it. we've parked that already. It'll be nothing but Athlone now from tomorrow on. We've 2 home games in a row, and if we have any chance of catching the 5th place, then we need to be taking advantage of those home games, you know.